You're listening to a throwback episode of Bound by Books, originally broadcast on October 17th, 2019. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Lena, and I go to school at MC Smith.
I'm Calvin Ruiz, and I'm a graduate from Hudson High School.
Calvin's our special guest today.
Yeah.
I feel very special.
And Lena and I are here every week with our friend Amelia, who's not here today, sadly.
Yeah.
Hi, Amelia.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us? But we're here every week talking about books, all sorts of books.
Yeah.
What are our favorite books to talk about?
I tend to talk mostly about graphic novels, I would say, on the radio. But I actually love talking about picture books because I love reading picture books.
Yeah.
I read hundreds of picture books every year, but because our radio show is geared towards tweens and teens, I tend to talk about tween and teen books.
All right.
What about you, Lena?
I read books like chapter books and graphic novels.
What are some of your favorite books, Calvin?
I like to read like fantasy fiction, you know, all that stuff. But nowadays, I usually just read textbooks, you know, the usual.
Fun. You do that just for fun, too, not for school.
Oh, anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
In my spare time, I like to read textbooks. I actually went through a phase when I was a little kid where I really liked reading textbooks because I just wanted to be so smart. And I was like, I'm going to learn about first aid. So I'm going to read this first aid handbook.
That sounds, I think... I think my older sister did that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I couldn't do it, though.
I don't know how long it lasted for, but... And I don't know that I retained much of my knowledge on first aid, but I know some things.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Do you know how to do the Heimlich procedure?
I guess I mostly know, although I think there've been some things where it's like, is that the best thing to do?
Really?
Do you know
maneuver, the Heimlich maneuver?
Do you know any situations where it wouldn't be the best thing to do?
If someone's not choking.
Yeah. If someone's not choking, say, are you choking?
I was a lifeguard at one point, and I had training. Not in that, though. I just did, like, CPR. Yeah, pretty basic CPR training. So, you know, if it came to that, I probably wouldn't know what to do.
Oh.
You ever think about that? Like, if someone started choking right now, what would I do?
I know what I do.
The Heimlich maneuver?
Yes. But the first thing that I would do is, are you choking? No.
Yeah, first you gotta ask, I guess.
Yeah.
Because if
although they might not be able to answer.
Yeah. Not. If they're like, that means they are choking.
Generally, people who are choking can't really speak. But what if, like, someone's just mute? Just I mean, mute. Theoretically.
If they're just mute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do? I'm sure they would just say, just shake their head no.
Yeah.
Usually when someone's mute, I don't assume they're choking.
I mean, yeah, but they...
Well, some people are just quiet.
Yeah.
That's true.
But, like, if you're dying, then you need to tell me because I need to know.
But what if you can't tell them?
But just, like shake my head. Panicking. Just shake your head. Yes. Shake your head. No. And if we're panicking, just run around in circles. Yeah.
I suppose. All right. That was a bit of a tangent. Anyways, so.
What are some of your favorite fantasy novels as opposed to textbooks? I don't really care what your favorite textbook is. No offense.
Wow. I'll have you know, construction and materials is very interesting.
Nice. I'm sure.
I mean, I think one of my favorite novels is probably the Percy Jackson series. I don't know if you've ever read that.
I haven't, but I know I have a lot of friends that were really into it.
Honestly, it's quite spectacular. If you've ever not read them but seen the movies... The first movie is actually pretty good. It's not, like, spot on. The second movie is really bad, and I'm so sorry. I would recommend reading them, honestly. It doesn't take a lot of time. You can get really easily invested into what's going on. I don't know how to say things without giving spoilers, but yeah. The only problem with it is after the third book, it gets very... Intense? It gets into romance and stuff.
Ooh,
and... So the whole thing is about a demigod and his eventually he interacts with gods. During the fourth book, he ends up angering one of the gods. And then during the fifth book, all of his romance kind of gets really complicated. And he starts making, like, Percy makes decisions and it makes you really think, why are you doing this? And it gets really frustrating at points, mm-hmm. Not gonna lie. But it's a very good novel series.
Have you read any of the other series from Riordan?
I have not gotten the chance to. I know there are other series of books of his that I want to read, but I just haven't been able to. And unfortunately, I don't know when I'll have the time to now.
Because of all those textbooks.
Yeah, all the tech books. You know, yeah. Gotta get through those first. Very intriguing stories.
Very interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
What about you? You have a book? You're holding one, or you're not holding one, but it's next to you.
I will. Oh, now I'm holding it.
Oh, it's you're holding it now.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I have a book that is not fantasy.
Oh, it's not fantasy.
No.
Oh.
Spoiler alert, there's no fantasy in here. But this is a graphic novel by Rainbow Rowell and Faith Erin Hicks. So Rainbow Rowell is a best-selling author of a bunch of YA novels as well as a couple adult novels. Including Eleanor and Powell, which I really love. And then Faith Erin Hicks is a graphic novel writer and illustrator who has done Nothing Can Possibly Go Wrong, Adventures of Superhero Girl are a couple of my favorites from her. And they teamed up for this one. And it is the story of two friends who are Halloween, October, fall friends. Like they're not mm-hmm. friends throughout the year, but they've worked at the same place, the Pumpkin Patch, every fall since they were freshmen
nice.
In high school. Yeah. And now they're seniors in high school, so this is their last Halloween together. And Halloween is the closing date of the Pumpkin Patch each year. So this is it's set on Halloween, and it's the last day of their time together at the Pumpkin Patch. Cool. So it's a transitional time. And so it's two friends, Josie and Deja. And Josie's a boy, and Deja's a girl. And they've been working together at the Succotash Hut. I believe is there where they work at Pumpkin Patch for every single year. And this final year, Deja decides that Josie can't finish off the season without talking to his crush that he's been crushing on from afar. She works in, what's it called? The fudge shop.
The fudge shop?
Yeah.
Nice.
So there's a lot of fudge puns throughout that Deja likes to call this girl by various names that are like chocolate and fudge puns.
Nice.
Throughout the whole book. But she decides it's like her mission that Josie will speak to this girl this evening. And so they decide to leave the succotash hut and then go travel around the pumpkin patch trying to find her. So they first go to the fudge shop, but then she's not there. So then they have to keep trying to find her. So it's like they go on this little adventure around the pumpkin patch.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find her, reminiscing about their years together and their friendship and having little adventures. She's very set on this mission, except she's very much interested in having snacks along the way. That's the only thing that she'll let get in the way of the mission. Whereas Josie is a very dedicated worker. He's been MVP of the Pumpkin Patch every year, and so he really wants to do a good job. So his distractions are more like helping people out or doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, kettle corn. And there's some other hijinks going along on the side throughout this whole thing. But just a little adventure.
Nice.
At the pumpkin patch. And there's a map.
Spectacular. I love books with maps on the front.
So you can see where everything is.
Yeah.
It looks like a fun place.
It does look like a fun place.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd want to work there, but...
Why not?
I'd like to go visit. Yeah. I would like to go in the corn maze. I like a good corn maze.
Yeah, corn mazes are fun.
Or the haunted hacienda. That sounds fun. But yeah, so it's really fun. It's a nice little seasonal read.
Does it get you into the Halloween mood?
Yeah, I guess not. I don't know how spooky it is, but more like I feel like just about every year I do something sort of Halloween fall related, like either go to a haunted house or go to a corn maze or something like that. So it's like nice little reminiscence of like all of those times that I've gone to those places. But I can't say that I've ever worked at something like this, like at a seasonal gig like that.
Yeah.
But I could see like, especially somebody that either worked at a camp or one of these kind of places, that they could see something familiar in that of like your crew that you see like one time a year that you have these like tight bonds with, but then you don't necessarily carry that throughout the year, even if you are like a really good friend.
Yeah.
All right. So if we're going around the circle, Lena, you have your arm on top of a book.
Yeah. It's Dork Diaries by Rachel Renee Russell.
Is it Renee?
Renee, I think. And it's about this girl named Nikki, and she needs to learn ice skating because I think an event is going on in her school, because last time I read this before, they're like, we're gonna give you t-shirts, which is Holiday on Ice. And I'm pretty sure that they're going to learn how to ice skate. And as you can see on my cover, Nikki is ice skating. And she isn't really doing that well because she looks like she's about to fall down.
Well, also the cover, or the title is Tales of a Not-So-Graceful
Ice Princess. And if you turn to the back, there's like a little comic strip where Mackenzie says, OMG, Nikki, what happened? Ice skating. I don't have the slightest idea what I'm doing wrong. Well, try sliding across the ice on your skates, not your butt.
I was gonna say, that's not ice skating.
Yeah.
When you're on your butt. I guess unless you're also on your feet.
Yeah. I don't know.
That would be hard.
Yeah. Or like somehow
you're doing the crab walk. On ice.
Classic figure skating routine.
Classic.
I've never read Dork Diaries, but I assume that they are designed to be like you're reading someone's diary.
If you go to the second page, it says, this diary belongs to Nikki J. Maxwell, private and confidential. If found, please return to me for a reward. No snooping allowed.
And then you snooped anyways.
Yeah,
because you don't follow directions.
Yeah, and
you don't respect people's privacy, huh?
And because it's a book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she shouldn't have published it. If
you don't want anyone to read your diary, you shouldn't publish it.
Is Nikki the main character in all of the Dork Diaries books, or does it change?
Yeah, it's always going to be Nikki, and sometimes Chloe and Zoe, her friends, are also going to be the main characters.
But it's always her diary.
Yeah, and like sometimes they include pictures because this is mostly like a chapter book, but mm-hmm. like kind of not because it doesn't say chapter 17 or like it's going to be like day 17. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I did something so embarrassing.
Well, I mean, diaries have like entries, and I mean, if you think yeah. about it as every Dear Diary is a new chapter, then mm-hmm. it could be like yeah. a chapter book.
But like she doesn't say Dear Diary, she puts the date and the month and the day, and then she'll say, I got myself into such big trouble or something like that.
Did either of you keep a diary? Or do you
I have a diary.
You did?
I don't, I think I like tried journal. Keeping a journal once, mm-hmm. but I don't think I kept up with it.
Yeah. I was a horrible diary keeper.
Yeah.
I would sometimes start one and have really good intentions and then never follow through.
Yeah.
And as an adult, I wish that I had it, even though it'd probably be embarrassing at yeah. times. Looking back at it, but I feel like I'm jealous of my friends that yeah. have like detailed diaries from like when they were kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, how spectacular would that be? You just go back through one of your books and see, oh yeah, this day I did that.
Yeah, I never even like did it because I don't even remember how to date anything, so that's why I just never date anything. Or like I just copy off whenever I'm in school because I'm like, I don't know how to date anything, so yeah.
So this is the fourth book in the series. Have you read the first, second, and third books?
Yeah.
They good?
Yeah.
How many Dark Diary books have you read?
Four.
Just four?
All right. Yes.
You're on number four. You're reading in order.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because it's not like I would go like from number 13 to 1, then to 7 to,
I mean,
like,
good.
Hey, not all like ordered books really have to be read in that order.
Yeah, but like I want to read in order because if you're like reading number 13, you haven't even read the rest of them, you'd be like, huh, I don't get this. Who is this Nikki girl? Like, all you know is she's a main character and random people brought up. So like, that's why I'm reading it in order.
So, Calvin, are you reading anything aside from textbooks?
Yes.
Currently?
Yeah.
No, not currently.
That's rough.
Yeah, it is rough. But what would you say if I wanted to get into the fall Halloween mood, besides mm-hmm. that one that you just brought up? What do you say would it be a good book? What do you guys think?
I recommend scary tales. They're not too scary. Or, like, ask a library person and be like, hey, do you have like a horror section to get me into that spooky mood? Or like, you could watch, I don't know, Winn-Dixie because of Winn-Dixie. Or just read the book.
Is that about Halloween?
I don't know. No. It's about a dog. No. But
it's terrifying. If you're scared of dogs, because Winn-Dixie might be really scary.
Yeah like...
Or grocery stores.
Yeah, no, it's not like even scary, but you mm-hmm. could just get yourself emotionally prepared. So when you walk into a haunted house, instantly you just start crying like, oh my God. Mm.
Have you ever read the book Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Definitely read selections from it. I can't remember if I've read it cover to cover before. I think they were out when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'm not positive. But I've definitely read select stories from it, and I've definitely looked at all the pictures as an adult.
I read occasional selections, not a lot, but my sister read them all, and there was a movie out recently. Mm-hmm. Did you see the movie?
I did see the movie.
What do you think of the movie in terms of, in relation to the book?
Well, I thought it was interesting because I wasn't sure how they were going to translate a book of short stories into a movie, and so I thought it was very interesting the way that they did that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that worked really well. It also left it open that they could make more because there's more stories.
Yes.
And there's still a book.
There is Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark 2, yeah. The book.
And 3.
There's 3?
Well, 3 is actually something like more Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to read sort of a creepy story every Halloween.
Mm.
And sometimes they're very creepy and sometimes they're lightly creepy. So it sort of depends on what you're interested in. Last year I read The Haunting of Hill House, which was really good. And this year, so far, I read Pumpkinheads, which wasn't really creepy.
Yeah.
And then I read We Have Always Lived in the Castle by Shirley Jackson, because I really liked Haunting of Hill House.
Helena, do you read scary books?
I didn't read one this week because we have a field trip on Thursday, but we read Scary Tales on Thursday. The one that we're reading is like Scary Tales Bloody Mary.
What's Scary Tales about?
It's like something that's supposed to be scary and like something that can be scary, but it's not like that scary.
Well, I mean, I think if it's scary, it depends on the person.
Yeah.
But is it like, are they different short stories or is it one big story?
They're different short stories. Like, they have Scary Tales Bloody Mary, they have Scary Tales Goodnight Zombies, and I don't remember the rest.
That's right.
Because I don't even read them.
Well, maybe you should try them out. You know, if they'll scare you or not. If you're reading something called Scary Tales, you probably want to be scared, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
It just depends on the person, Calvin.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it does.
Do you have a favorite scary story that you've read, or have you not read many?
I don't know if it counts. It probably does. Way back in, I think it was fifth grade, we, as a class, read this book. I can't remember its exact name, but it was something like Urban Legends from the 50 States, and it had and it had like different stories of like one urban legend from each state, and my favorite story was the Jersey Devil.
Okay.
And I don't know why, something about that, like,
you haven't gone to Jersey since. Too scared.
Just look over your shoulder and there he is flying over you.
No.
Like, it was actually very intriguing.
Huh.
I haven't been able to find the book, though. It's very sad, like, since then. But yeah, that kind of stories of urban legends scare me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, not like scare me, but like kind of scare me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
That's why they're legends, because they're so scary.
Mm-hmm.
They last.
So what else we got?
What do each of you, if you could choose, which maybe you can, what is the book that you're most excited to read next?
Recently, I was watching a YouTube video. There's some YouTuber that I watch that talks about her life, and on one of her videos she talked about a book that she really liked when she was younger. It's called Maximum Ride.
Mm-hmm.
And you smile. Do you know this book?
I haven't read it, but I think you know Ingrid Kildiss.
Yeah,
used to
I know
be on
her.
Bound
yeah.
by Books. She loved that back in the day.
It sounds so interesting. It's like about a group of teens that are kind of, that have like wings. And the way it was described in the video, it's about their like escape from the government that wants to like experiment on them and whatnot. And the idea of that it's like about teens, therefore it's relatable. And like there's an escape. It just, that fascinates me. So yeah, I want to check that out next.
Yeah.
Lena?
Yeah, no, I don't think I do. I'm going to let you go because I'm going to think about a book.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I've been reading, well, I always read a lot of picture books, so I'm going to do that all the time. And I've been reading a lot of teen books this summer, and so I'm kind of excited this fall to read some adult fiction. And then sort of along with that and my picture book reading, I have a big pile of comic books at home that I want to read. So I think next up is Stargazing by Jen Wang. So I'm excited for that one.
What's that about?
I have no idea. But I loved her last comic, so I was like, I don't even care what it's about. I'm just going to read it because it'll surely be good.
All righty.
We'll just dive right in.
So
did you think of a book?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Girl with the Silver Eyes.
Huh.
It's like about a girl who has like silver eyes, and people think she's particular just because she has silver eyes, and she can do things that normal people can't do. And it's like one of the books that I was gifted, and on the cover there's an apple floating like 1 centimeter inch away, and like basically there are people who could be her friends or help her, and like she would rather spend her time reading than like dealing with other people, and that's why people think she's particular.
Mm-hmm.
And like it said, maybe there are people who can help her, maybe there are people who can be friends with her, and like that sounds interesting and kind of sketchy.
All of the above. Yeah. Awesome. Well, we're out of time for today.
Yeah. All right.
But thanks for joining us today, Calvin. Well,
thanks for having me.
And we hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Happy reading. I am the continent, working with the moon. No one even knows me, but I'm always cold and blue. I'm the womb of the earth. There are
show me continent.